And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. I'm Paul Dottino. He is Roman Oben. As always, great to see you again, Roman. And it's time for our 15 minutes warning from GEICO that could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. Now, you know, there's a lot of hype about the week one of the regular season. There always is. It comes from the media, it comes from the players, and it comes from the fans. But truly, as you get ready for that opening week's kickoff, Roman, what kind of butterflies run through a player's gut?
Well, as a player, I mean, it really goes into like a specific mental focus, because coming off a preseason, these guys have played half a game, a quarter, two quarters. Now you've got to physically get ready to play a full entire game, and you're playing on the road in a hostile environment. With that crowd noise.
Okay, now let's take a look at what exactly the Giants are going to be dealing with as they go to Detroit on Monday with the injury report. You've heard from Coach Tom Coughlin about how John Beeson, the middle linebacker with that toe injury, missed all of training camp. All systems are go for him to play in Detroit. And Brandon Mosley, who's got a bit of a bad back, he was the starting right guard during the preseason. It looks like he's going to practice today, Roman, but we just don't know about his availability.
Yeah, I think it just becomes a day-to-day type of situation. Look, practicing Wednesday is a plus. Usually when a guy doesn't practice towards the end of the week, he probably won't play. But if he's practicing Wednesday, that means there's a big chance they'll get better each day.
All right, now, we know that Jeff Schwartz, the Giants' starting left guard, is now on the short-term IR list. He's got a dislocated toe. The Giants brought in Adam Snyder, a veteran from the San Francisco 49ers. He's going to have to practice, and he's going to have to get coached up real quick. I don't expect him to start, but he's got to be ready to play.
Yeah, but Coach Coughlin said that he's played a lot of different positions in San Francisco, and, you know, he's going to be expected to do that this week. When you look at this starting offensive line, obviously, you know, Schwartz being out is a little bit of a hit on the line. He was a big free agent signing, but with this new rule with the short-term IR, it allows him to be able to come back during the season when he's healthy and able to help the football team.
You saw John Jerry on that depth chart as well. I guess if Mosley doesn't go, John Jerry, who started the preseason game against the Patriots and did well last week, would probably be the starter. Now, I want to go back to Beeson for a second, because this is a guy who hasn't had any contact at all over the summer, Roman, and now they're expecting him to get in there for snaps against the Lions.
And look, John Beeson did a lot of things right in the offseason, trying to get himself back. He said he'd be back. Third preseason game, fourth, didn't happen. Obviously, he hasn't played, but obviously, when you know what John Beeson can do because of what he did when he came in, you know, early in the season last year, just in one game. But what you don't want to do is rush him back too early, then he misses more time. He's a great leader in the locker room. He's a great sideline to sideline tackler. And he's just a leader. That linebacker position, what the Giants desperately needed. But you just want to make sure he's able. He listens to his body, listens to the trainers, and doesn't do too much and miss any significant time this year.
Now, Beeson is a film guru. Now, when he looks at the films of the Lions, he's seeing something different, Roman, because Joe Lombardi is their new offensive coordinator. So much like the Giants with a new offensive coordinator, we don't know what to expect from Detroit.
Well, you look at Joe Lombardi's track record. I mean, he was at New Orleans Saints for the last 5 years. So you're going to see a lot of that vertical passing attack, you know, sprinkling the runs. So you got Reggie Bush and you got that backfield. So you're going to try to spread the defense out and run the ball selectively. But, again, look for that vertical long passing game a la New Orleans Saints.
The problem, though, when you do that is you lend yourself open to a lot of turnovers, Roman. Right. And Matthew Stafford has had some trouble with turnoveritis. So do we expect to see them maybe pull it in a bit to try to prevent the turnover?
I think in this Lombardi system, and I think it worked well with Drew Brees, some of those high-percentage plays will eliminate some of those turnovers. But last year, they were negative 12. Coach Coughlin alluded to the fact that they're, you know, plus four in preseason. So they're doing some things, you know, and this is Jim Caldwell's system now. They're doing some things to have higher-percentage passing plays to eliminate some of those turnovers. Because you know, Paul, they've got some weapons over in Detroit.
Oh, they really do. And it all starts with Megatron Calvin Johnson. Now, last year, you'll recall when the Giants played Detroit near the end of the season, it was Prince Amukamara who virtually shut him down. How do you deal with him this week?
Well, you've got to expect that Calvin Johnson, number one, he's a lot healthier than he was this time last year. He was playing with a little bit of a knee, but Prince did a great job. He's going to make his catches from the field, and I don't predict numbers, but, you know, nine catches for 100 yards, whatever. But keep him out of the end zone. So a lot of those yards don't always equal the points. He's had some big yards without the touchdowns in the past. This Giants secondary is going to have a big test on Sunday, Monday night.
Who worries you most about their offense? They've got Ogletree. They've got Ebron. They've got Megatron. Golden Tate is now part of this offensive weaponry. And, of course, they got Bell and they got Bush in the backfield.
Well, it's still early in the season. Obviously, opening day, everything's even. You're only going off a preseason game. But they have added some weapons. Ebron, Golden Tate. You know, you already had Reggie Bush. So there's some complimentary guys. So this offense isn't just about stopping Megatron. So you roll the coverages to one guy, you're going to have a lot of other guys that are open. So Golden Tate will get his catches. Reggie Bush will get his touches, and the rookie tight end as well.
Do you expect them to try to test that Giants secondary early or try to test the Giants run defense early?
I think it's going to be a little bit of both, but I think they're going to see how good the secondary of the Giants is, because everyone's mentioned this whole offseason how great the secondary is going to be of the Giants with all the new additions.
All right, so it's going to be an interesting game. I guarantee you that. Again, with two different offensive coordinators with both of these teams, that's going to be something. When we come back, we will talk more about this matchup. It's a Monday night, week one of the NFL regular season. You can't beat it, folks. We'll be back with more after this.
Wellness have always been part of my game plan for success. And now the New York Giants have teamed up with Hackensack University Medical Center to build a state-of-the-art facility to help you stay fit and well. Hackensack UMC Fitness and Wellness, powered by the Giants, features a world-class fitness center, saltwater filtered pools, a sports performance center, Beyond Day Spa. Stop in to check out the new facility on Route 17 in Maywood or visit giants.com/fitness to learn more about memberships.
And welcome back to Giants Press Conference Live, presented by Hackensack University Medical Center. You know, we were talking about the offense of these teams just before the break, and I want to continue with that, Roman, because the Giants running game certainly showed some force during the preseason, whether it be Williams, Jennings, or even Peyton Hillis at times.
Yeah, if you look at this running attack now, obviously David Wilson had to retire because of his neck, but what it did is it gave this offensive backfield a specific identity. Big physical backs that run hard, and they can break when they get past line of scrimmage. You saw 73-yarder from Jennings. So when I block for guys like that, like guys like Mike Alstott, guys like, you know, these guys like Jennings, when you see this guy breaking, you're saying, I'm going to do a lot more to secure my block, to block my man, because we have backs that are tough, physical runners.
All right, now, in going up against this Detroit defensive line, though, everybody knows about the beef and the power. I mean, it all starts with Sue, but this is a very stout defensive front seven against the run. But you also say there's a schematic situation you have to worry about.
Well, I'm looking at the coaching. This guy, Jim Washburn, who's the defensive line coach for the Detroit Lions, you know, he was at Tennessee Titans for, you know, like 15 years with Albert Haynesworth, with Javon Curse. I played against those guys. And also with Babin at the Eagles when they had the wide nine.
Right.
So the marquee of this defensive line is to get to the quarterback. Stop the run on your way to the quarterback. So to stop these guys, you've got to have some draws. You've got to have some gaps. Take advantage of those penetration. And maybe a screen or two will work. We saw some screens work during the preseason. This is something that this Giants offense has desperately been lacking, the screen game. Again, and you're on the road. So you've got to make sure you can do certain things to stop and slow down this defensive line.
Well, then let me ask you this. Is it a complex scheme? Are they going to do a lot of stunting and a lot of blitzing and a lot of funky stuff with that D-line? Because this Giants O-line right now has really been a work in progress.
Well, I think the tackles will get challenged. Again, on the road, at least, let's say if there's a situation where they're backed up in the end zone coming out, you know, a poor punt perhaps, crowd noise. I mean, these guys are going to line up in those gaps and just going to go. They're going to try to get to the quarterback and disrupt that passing attack.
All right, based on what you saw during the preseason, again, Mosley's got a bit of a back thing. He's going to try to work today. We don't know about his availability, but based on what you saw, can Mosley handle this situation, or does John Jerry, with the veteran experience that he has, become a better fit?
Well, I think you go back to last year's Detroit game. You know, Mosley, his first start, played extremely well against the Ndamukong Suh on the road as a young player, and that did a lot for his confidence. But I've seen Brandon Mosley at practice working extremely hard. He's a big physical guy, and he's earned that right guard starting position. But again, if he's not healthy, I think Jerry is a guy that can definitely get it done. He's a big physical guy, 340 pounds. You know, a phone booth guy, which means he's good in tight quarters, which is good for the right guard. So, again, you've got two good options on the road against Ndamukong Suh and that defensive line.
Now, the one thing that everybody talks about when they talk about the Lions is a very, very weak and suspect secondary. So if you're the Giants and you're going to have to throw it some, where do you throw it?
Well, I think when you go back to this West Coast philosophy of this offense, all the routes are designed to happen between the first, you know, 20, 25 yards from the line of scrimmage. What that does is it really spreads out the defense, and it sees where you can have some weaknesses on the defensive side and some matchups that are favorable for your offense. And then you have to kind of go selectively where you can attack and go downfield. And Paul, as we all know, a good running game is always a good recipe to start to soften up that defense as well.
Let's stick with the passing game for our Twitter question. We want to know, is chemistry a problem between Eli and Randall? Well, they've still had some miscommunications.
Well, in a good way, this isn't 2013. So you're not seeing Randall's running a go route and Eli throws a hitch for an interception. So you've seen some things get fixed in the preseason again, but they have to continue to work hard. Victor Cruz as well with Randall. They both have to do a good job communicating with the quarterback.
And then real quickly, Roman, we're running out of time. What do you expect to see out of this tight ends by committee?
Well, you've got to make sure they do things that suit their strengths, whether it's front side, back side, blocking, and obviously catching and spreading the field downfield.
All right, so there you have it. It's week one. The Giants and the Detroit Lions in the front half of the Monday Night Football doubleheader. Now, we know the Lions are pretty hungry for this one, Roman, because, right, by the way, last year near the end of the season when the Giants beat them at Ford Field, the Lions were still in a playoff chase. I think revenge may be a factor.
Yeah, 100%, and I think this will be a big matchup for both teams.
All right, my friend, that'll do it. For Roman Oben, I'm Paul Dottino, and this has been Giants Press Conference Live.